presenting Crash is Cash with Walt Kramer. How do you do, friends? This is Walt Framer, your blues tamer framer, all set to give away the entire Crash Register, including the shirt off my bag if need be, just to make your afternoon listening a bit more pleasurable and profitable, too. Well, friends, get all set for a merry-go-round of fun. I'm going to buy all the old junk that you've got laying around the house and in your pocket or purse, too. First, let's buy a recorded tune from our guest band of this afternoon. Bob Crosby and the Bobcats are on hand. Stay there, Bobby. I'll pay you $1.37. Putting everyone in the old groove, yes, indeedy. Now, here's how we do business on the Trash is Cash program. First of all, I buy silly, ridiculous items from folks listening in on the telephone. Yes, my trusty Mr. Bell and I are all set to dial a list of phone numbers selected at random from our members. Members of the TICS, T-I-C-S, the Trash is Cash Society. We've got a handsome engraved membership card, which entitles you to sell or give away any of the accumulation of useless things that you've been saving for years. The membership card has a place on it for your name and your address. And when we get your membership application in the mail with your phone number, that number goes right into the TICS box, and from that box comes our phone numbers. When we dial your number, we offer you a certain amount of cash merely for repeating the item called for. If you can identify the item requested just before the call, when I say, "Have you got it?" why, you get not only the asking price, but also the entire contents of the trash register. If, however, you can't repeat the item called for, you can still get the asking price merely by mailing or bringing the item to Trash is Cash, WOR New York. Well, seeing or hearing is believing. Let's get started and we'll show you how it works. Let's see now. The old trash register says $18.73. $18.73 that somebody can win right now. All right. Now let's select an item from the mailbag. Here are all the letters and cards that came in this morning. Let's see. Sit right down here in the middle. There's a letter coming right out from Ozone Park, New York City. Let's see what it says. Dear Wallframer, call for one. Well, all righty. It's from new member of the Ticks, Mr. Harry Wellman of Ozone Park, New York. And Mr. Wellman will get $1 of the war stamps in the mail for the use of his suggestion. Here it comes now. Oh, are you listening? Are you listening? Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it? I offer $1.23. I offer $1.23. $1.23 for one collar button. Yes, $1.23 for one collar button. Now, for our first phone number, we're taking one from our membership list, selected at random, and here it is. Now, remember, friends, as I dial this number, I want you to keep in mind that your suggestions are cordially invited, and if the person that I talk to can't repeat the item, then Mr. Harry Wellman gets $1 in war stamps, and $1.23 goes into the trash register, which is now up to $18.73. Now, while I'm explaining what's what to whoever answers, let's hear from Bob Crosby and the Bobcats with At the Jazz Band Ball. Ladies and gentlemen of our listening audience, I've got to be sick. And while Bob and the boys have been playing at the jazz band ball, I've been getting acquainted with a lovely lady here on the telephone, Mrs. James McGillicuddy, who lives at 184 West 66th Street, Manhattan. Is that right, Mrs. McGillicuddy? It is? That's fine. How long have you been living there? 10 years. Say, that's a long time, isn't it? Well, look, Mrs. McGillicuddy, it's too bad that you weren't listening to Trash's Cash on WOR this afternoon, because if you had, and you could have identified the item in price, you'd be in the amount in our trash register right now, which happens to be $18.73. Yes, too bad. Well, Mrs. McGillicuddy, if you can mail me or bring to the studio within 24 hours a collar button, I'll pay you $1.23 for it. Or if you just want to forget about the whole thing, I'll send you $1 for the war savings stamp. Huh? What's that? Oh, you think you have a collar button? Fine. Oh, look, do you think you can spare it? I mean, collar buttons are pretty hard to get nowadays, you know. Or doesn't Mr. McGillicuddy wear them anymore? Hmm? Oh, I see. Well, that's fine. Now, just remember, when you mail it or bring it to Trash is Cash. WOR New York. Our operator will tell you all about it. Thank you very much. All righty. Well, there you are, friends. And to Mr. Harry Wellman of Ozone Park, New York, goes $1 worth of war stamps for the use of his suggestion, while $1.23 goes into the jackpot, or trash register, which means this next phone call, we've got $18.73 plus $1.23. Now, let's see. A grand total of $19.96. Ring it up there. Yes, indeed. Well, $19.96. Wow. Well, now, let's see. On the next call and on to the next item, we're going to offer some cash here. A penny postcard coming out of the mailbag now from Dover, New Jersey, from Miss Harriet Holly. She says she listens to our Trash's Cash program every afternoon while she serves the customers at the Star Restaurant in Dover. Okay, sweet waitress, you dish up the hash and I'll hash up the airwaves. Now, here we go. Miss Holly gets $1 worth of war stamps for the use of her item, and here we come now. Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it? Oh, look sharp, folks. Look sharp. I offer 98 cents. 98 cents. For one. Oh, it's going to be good. For one hair off your mother-in-law's head. That's an expensive hair, all right. 98 cents for a hair off your mother-in-law's head. And now we select the phone number from our composite phone book of New York's five boroughs. And here's that phone number. Yes, we're down in it right now, and while we're down in it, how about you doping out a few screwy items that you can send in to us, huh? Don't send the items now. Just send a letter or postcard telling about them. While I get acquainted with this person that we're calling now, let's hear from Bob Crosby and the boys with Complainin'. Ladies and gentlemen of the Tick, the Trash is Cash Society. Come to order, please. I have an answer here. I've dialed Wadsworth 80543, and I'm talking to Mrs. Mary Ann Spencer of 1860 Caledonia Avenue. That's over in Brooklyn, isn't it, Mrs. Spencer? Huh? In Brooklyn, right. Good old Brooklyn, the garden spot of America. Well, Mrs. Spencer, you say this is the first day that you've missed our program in weeks. Well, that is too bad, because you know that it costs you $19.96 not to listen today. That's how much there was in the trash register for you. If you could have told me what the item was and the price. Well, too bad. But look, the item happens to be a hair off your mother-in-law's head, and I offered 98 cents for it. What, you think you can get one for tomorrow? You what? Oh, too bad you have no mother-in-law. Well, perhaps you're lucky. Now, I can just hear a lot of guys listening into the program saying that, but as for me, I've always found mothers-in-law sweet and charming. Mm-hmm. Yes, you said it, Mrs. Spencer. Oh, you're a mother-in-law. Fine. Well, then I mean that double. Well, look, let's settle for $1 with a war stamp, shall we? Good. I'll turn you right over to our WOR operator. Thank you and goodbye. Well, there we are, friends. Mrs. Spencer wasn't listening today, but into the trash register goes that 98 cents. Making a total of, let's see now, $19.96 plus 98 cents, which is all of $20.94. Ring it up! Hey. $20.94. That's getting up there right above the $20 mark. And now, before making our next call, may I repeat the bylaws of our Trash is Cash Society. Any person listening is eligible to write in a letter or postcard a suggestion for items to be bought on this broadcast. Your first letter or card will automatically entitle you to receive our membership card and also put your telephone number into our member file. So, when you write in, be sure to give your full name and address plus your telephone number, please. Also, be sure to write down only one Have You Got It suggestion. Any item which you think might be funny or hard to get. And after your first letter or card, you may write again as often as you wish, giving each time only one item to be called for. Now, all usable suggestions go into the Tick or the Trash is Cash Society box, and letters or cards are selected at random. We reserve the right to eliminate any objectionable suggestions or duplicate suggestions for the same program. Our mailing address again is Trash is Cash, W-O-R, New York. May I repeat that? Trash is Cash, W-O-R, New York. Uh-oh, there we go, friends. There's the old chime. Says it's closing time for today for the Trash is Cash Society. Well, let's check up on that old trash register. And you see, we have a nice, goodly sum of money over the $20 mark. Indeed, we are, friends. Yes, it's exactly $20 and 32 cents in the trash register. Yes, indeed. Well, until tomorrow, when our anti-sire push B gets back into action at the same time, in the meantime, if you have any screwball stuff that you want me to buy, why, let's get it down on a letter or postcard. If it's your first try and you want to join in the fun and be a member, be sure to give your full name and address and telephone number where we might call you on our Trash is Cash private line. Come one, come all. Just write today to Trash is Cash, care of WOR New York. Trash is Cash, W-O-R, New York. So, friends, till tomorrow afternoon at the same time. This is your chief of trash. Your visitor, have you got it? Blues Tamer, Walt Framer saying so long. And look, don't throw it out, because trash is cash. Is Cash, the originated by Walt Samer was suggested by the original Radio Swaps program known as Have You Got It? Listen again tomorrow afternoon at the same time. WOR, 71 on the dial.